on today's Compassion Radio.
He is a very young guy, very passionate, very dedicated to teaching, very dedicated to worship. He's also a piano player. The guitar is a newer, more recent thing for him. This last week, he started to learn some scales, started doing the blues scale and the minor pentatonic scale. And he's like, I've never done this before. This is amazing. This is amazing. I'm like, yes, this is good.
Well, Jeff, you may be the father of blues gospel in Eastern Africa.
This would be amazing. In favor. That's good.
Funny thing happened on the way to church. God showed up and said, follow me. That's the story of today's guest. Hello friends, I'm Bram Floria, and this is the daily radio journal of what God is up to, in the world and in the hearts of those who say yes to Him. Yesterday we began a conversation with an unlikely mission visionary. He'd probably just introduce himself as the guy who likes to teach guitar. That isn't even half of it, of course, but that's the way amazing stories start when you're humble and patient. Today, the ministry that began a dozen years ago around the dinner table, dreaming with friends, has become a go-to resource for developing worship leaders in emerging churches and nations. Not bad for a guy who prayed a few prayers and made a few calls. Perhaps his story will be the kick your story needs today. Welcome back to Compassion Radio. We've been in a conversation with Jeff Rockwell of Music International out of Denver, Colorado. Because of his early years in his 20s, discovering that God had a place for music internationally and that there was something that was a common thread that was worth exploring and people that were very eager to learn what he knew, God's been tugging on his heart to the point of actually obeying him and going places to do the things that a lot of people are not brave enough to do. Jeff, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
I sure appreciate it.
Now, we wrapped up Albania yesterday, which was one of those open doors that comes once in a lifetime for people. When the Iron Curtain came down, one of the last dominoes to tip, so to speak, was the country of Albania, and it was very late to the game. And so the 90s and early 2000s were a very tough time for them to find their identity, but God called you to be there, help them over the hurdles to become a resurgent, growing, and alive and vibrant church right there in the heart of this very dead, very hopeless situation they were coming out of. And it's blossoming. It's not the only place you've been. So tell me about some of the other countries that you've been visiting and spending time with and discovering what God's up to.
Another country that we've focused on since about 2010 or 2011 is India.
No shortage of opportunity there.
Yeah. I've got several musician friends in India. One of them is my India representative now.
Right.
He's a full-time guitar teacher also and works with a couple churches leading worship. And so he's my kind of my partner there in India. Just exactly a year ago this week, I was last in India. Got back from India, and then the whole COVID situation just kind of took over.
Yeah, you got that just in time.
Yeah, right after I got back home from India. So, and what we're doing there is very similar to what we're doing in Albania. We provided guitars for guitarists. We provided strings. When I was there last year, I did a three-day training seminar. We have provided entire drum sets for musicians there in the past. So similar kind of thing where we're just stepping up and meeting a need that these musicians have had.
For those who weren't able to hear yesterday's program, the reason you've been doing this is because you believe that God wanted you to be helpful, to be a support for the worship life of the body of Christ around the world. However, he was going to manifest that in their cultures, in their tongues, their languages, in their musical styles. There just needed to be more people willing to help teach. There's just a dearth of actual knowledge when it came to the technical aspects of making music. I noticed on your website, too, that there's a lot of materials you sent over that are not necessarily just musical instruments, but they're things about repairing and maintaining good instruments and technology for recording or making it possible to be heard, like basic AV equipment,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. So what did you find in India was the greatest need there compared to Albania?
With India, I think in a lot of ways it's similar because, again, it's a whole lot of really young people,
mm-hmm,
Christianity is not, of course, the dominant religion in India. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times there can just be kind of some religious confusion and syncretism going on. They don't even know that they're doing that a lot of the time. And there's also a desire to be Western. There's a desire to play Western music and sound Western. So there's a lot of influence that way. Probably some of the more difficult things would just be a whole cultural background presents a challenge.
And which part of India were you in?
The northern area around New Delhi.
Okay. And that particular, like in the Punjab states and the upper areas of central India, have a unique culture, which is more towards what we would consider the Aryan races that populated Central Asia. I spent a lot of time with the India Gospel League down in the southern end of the country in Tamil State. And they have they have missions all over the country as well, and in Sri Lanka. Mm. But they're a church building and mission sending agency that encourages pastors. Their culture, where they're starting from, is unique. Guy gave it a very different flavor than probably things that are happening in the far north. So tell me what you love most about India, having been there now.
I do love their people. I enjoy spending my time with the people. The musicians there are really, again, just really passionate. They really enjoy what they're doing. They just got a real zest for it. And so it's just enjoyable to be spending time there with them. It's got an energy about it that's really contagious.
Awesome. Well, I understand about the contagiousness of the joy you see in young people that discover they could do this too. And when they say, I can do that, they believe it. They seize on it. They jump at it. It's like any teacher in America, when young people catch it, get the idea, fall in love with an idea or a subject or a line of study they've never been interested in before. It's a deep, rich reward for those who have loved these things all along and just want to share it. And obviously, God put that in your heart when it comes to music and worship.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Where else have you been? You mentioned someplace in Africa in our first conversation.
We just recently made contact with a guitarist and a guitar teacher in Burundi, Africa. I started teaching him guitar online about the beginning of December, I think. And since then, Music International has sent him the funds to purchase a couple of new acoustic guitars, as well as several small size guitars. Because this guy, he's about 20 years old, and he teaches adults and children how to play guitar.
Awesome.
And he's got about 20 students, 25 students. And again, they just don't have instruments, but they'll meet together as a group. And he'll show them a couple chords, and then they'll just kind of pass the guitar around and have everybody try the chords out. And he wants to get, so each individual student there has his own instrument. So we've provided them the funds to purchase at least the beginning guitars, the first four or five.
Yeah, if you don't think a country can be changed with a couple of guitars, you're not reading your Bible.
Yeah, we just got, like I said, got him working with us about 2 months now, and just starting that reaching out into Burundi. So it's been a whole new outreach for us.
And Burundi, of course, is a country that we don't hear much about, partly because it's in the shadow of other bigger countries. And Burundi is right down the middle of Central Africa, going south, right out of Rwanda and Uganda. So that area, just the west of Lake Victoria, is very highlands. And I would suppose that most of Burundi is probably mountainous, much like Rwanda. But it's kind of hidden in the shadows of these bigger, massive countries.
Yeah.
But there's still millions of people.
It is less known, that's for sure. It's been an amazing thing to be able to reach into his area because he, again, he's a very young guy, very passionate, very dedicated to teaching, very dedicated to worship. He's also a piano player, so the guitar is a newer, more recent thing for him. He brings this energy every week. And he's so excited. This last week, he started to learn some scales, started doing the blues scale and the minor pentatonic scale. And he's like, I've never done this before. This is amazing. This is amazing. I'm like, yes, this is good. I'm glad to hear that. This is cool. So just a lot of passion there, a lot of energy. And, it's training up additional people. So,
well, Jeff, you may be the father of blues gospel in Eastern Africa.
This would be amazing.
I'm great.
In favor. That's good.
Have you had a chance yourself to actually visit with them in Burundi yet, or is it someplace you plan to go as soon as the lockdowns are lifted?
I have never been to Burundi. I've been to a couple other African countries, South Africa and Botswana, but I have not made it to Burundi yet. So we talked about that yesterday at a board meeting we held.
I hope you get a chance to go there soon. Maybe we can coordinate so I can be in that part of the world at the same time. I'd love to see your work while I'm there. Very good.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Other countries. Are there other places you've been traveling to or places you plan to go that your board says, as soon as the door opens, I want to go there?
We did a little discussion of this yesterday in our meeting also. We're wanting to reach into Macedonia a little more, which borders Albania. We want to reach into Macedonia. And I'm also, I've had a desire for a couple of years to reach into Romania. Romania is a country that I traveled in years and years ago, and I've had a desire for several years to connect with its musicians today. Haven't been able to make any real contacts in Romania yet, but that's another place that's just been kind of a burden for me lately. We've mainly kept our focus on Albania and India, but at the same time, always want to keep expanding out a little bit more, so...
Well, I know that you and I have some mutual friends out there that are very active in Romania, and Sandy and I got to travel and spend a lot of time there in 2019, beginning of 2020, right before the COVID hit as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And we traveled to Romania at the time, and Sandy, because she had traveled with you to Romania back in the 80s, she was remarking at the incredible transformation of the country and other things that had never, ever gotten out of their rut. It's a little bit of both. And our daughter spent an entire semester there doing development work in the Transylvania mountains in the north.
Oh, wow. That's tremendous.
Yeah. I was stunned by the progress and how beautiful things have become in many ways and how dysfunctional so many things still are that they know it.
Yeah.
And I think the opportunities for increasing bridge building in Romania is going to be really good. There's been a lot of years where there's been so much compartmentalizing that the government forced Christian churches not to talk to each other and create suspicion amongst each other.
Yeah.
That it's just beginning in this generation to open up again where they realize these people were not our enemies. We were lied to. It's time for us to reach out and become the body of Christ again across this country.
Yeah.
I hope you have your opportunity soon, my friend.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to be able to get back to Romania and work with them the way I can. So that's a big passion there, too.
Awesome. Right now, a quick reminder about how important your support is to keeping this program on the air. We're completely listener-supported, and it's your generosity that keeps us bringing the stories to this station each day. You can give anytime online at CompassionRadio.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our toll-free number is 800-868-2478. Friends, contact us today to let us know you want to stand with Compassion Radio in encouraging the body of Christ to not only hear the word, but to do the word. For your gift of support this month, I'd love to send you a copy of our special edition of The Dynamic Gospel. It's a very fresh and motivational take. See this treasure book with new eyes. We're glad to offer it to you, and it's only available through Compassion Radio. Please contact us today. And now, back to the interview.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to be able to get back to Romania and work with them the way I can. So that's a big passion there, too.
Awesome. Well, before we close this program, I'd invite you to talk to folks that are sitting where you were. Let's say they're young people that love music and they feel like they've been stifled. And of course, most people here in our country especially feel very tamped down because we've had so little freedom to travel. We feel like it's one of our birthrights that's been denied us for the past year, like we have the ultimate right to go anywhere we want to at any time. We really don't with the situation we're in, but if we're not patient, we'll still wait anyway. But there will come a time when those things sort of get back to normal or the new normal becomes possible for us to move. Talk to those who might have a burning passion that they never knew they had before to do something for the Lord or with the Lord in his body around the world. What did you discover along the way that you would love to pass along to people like you?
You know, I've had a lot of thoughts about this. When I was growing up, we lived in a little town in Colorado, Fort Morgan. Had about a population of about 10,000. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, we had so many different people coming through town visiting our church from various parts of the world. Mm. We had people from New Zealand, people from Canada, people from Zimbabwe, people from Australia, had all sorts of people coming through that little town. And it started to just germinate in me, oh, wow, the nations. Mm. And so ever since I was in my teens, I've just had this passion for the nations of the world. And I've utilized various different things throughout the years to reach those nations, praying for them, traveling to them, meeting friends from those places. And Music International proved to be my own little specific brand, so to speak, for reaching the nations. And I think it's wise to just pay attention to the context that you are currently in and see what the Lord might be telling you. It doesn't mean, you know, it'll turn into anything big and grand necessarily, but it does mean it will be the Lord's thing for you. And it took me several years to really specifically get my own particular brand, so to speak. But that's how it works for people, I think, is when they keep themselves immersed in the word of the Lord and just pay attention to their own giftings, their own passions.
And I think part of getting the right answers is asking the right questions. You know, Jesus taught his disciples not just to answer, but to question. I'm assuming that you were taught along the way and mentored well about the kind of things, the kind of prayers to offer, to bring to God, to really let him know what's really on your heart and let him speak into your heart what was really on his. So what do you think the pivot point was for you personally when you knew that you couldn't not do this anymore, that it had come to a place where it was either fish or gut bait? God is obviously showing me this thing here. It's moving in my heart. I've got to do something, but I don't know where to start. What did you do?
You know, when I first started getting the impression of Music International stirring it up, I first of all connected with a couple of friends of mine here in the Denver area. One of them happens to be from India. Gave him the idea, and he said, man, you need to do that. And I brought it up to about three or four other people. I kept getting the encouragement that, yeah, you got to do that. And then, like I was saying at the beginning of our interview, these missionary friends of ours who were missionaries in Albania, they said, yeah, you got to do it. So the confirmations just kept coming. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this officially, and filed the paperwork with the state of Colorado, made it all legal and proper as a 501c3, and then started setting out with it.
Well, that's a pretty practical thing. So I would say I'll second that for anybody who's in that boat right now thinking, oh, I'd really love to. Yeah, there's going to be risk. Yeah, there's no guarantee that it's going to succeed the way you think you want it to or think it should succeed. That doesn't mean that we're any less obedient just because things get tough or things get weird as we get into it. It does mean, though, that we are the kind of people that are willing to say yes, even when it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. Thankfully, you had a lot of great counsel and encouragement. And I'd pray that for people that are thinking about what kind of missions work and ways to use their talents that God might be calling them to do. I would pray that they would find great encouragers and great mentors as well. Jeff, I really do appreciate your story, because I know it's just beginning, really. And like we talked about last time, it's kind of a baton passing as well. You actually picked up this mission, this idea, from those who had started and attempted it and done some great work in the generation before you. So may it not end with you, may it not end with the current crop of Music International folks. May it grow and become not just a movement, but a sustaining wellspring of worship and life. I mean, if David's Psalms can last this long and be passed down generation to generation, I believe that God does not intend for worship life to die out in any generation. So may you raise up people who are able to reproduce themselves as well. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you very much, Brown. I sure appreciate this. This has been such an amazing opportunity I've had to just get the vision out there a little bit more. And sure, thank you for having me on and asking the questions and letting me tell my story.
And I'll encourage those again. If you've been hearing this conversation the past couple of days with Jeff Rockwell of Music International, it's on the web, musicinternational.org. Take a look at what he's doing, where he's going, and maybe send some ideas, some prayers that you might want to pray along with them about where God has laid on your heart to reach out if you're a musician or know somebody who is. Thanks for joining us again today. We'll hope to have you back and get some more stories of what God's doing in those countries like India and Burundi and Albania and maybe possibly Romania in the near future.
Amen.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hand, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause our eyes again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, our eyes again. Death can keep me in the ground. When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, and don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. Chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, when you praise. Oh, when you praise Him. The Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done with His blood, He has saved me with His power.
My thanks to Jeff Rockwell of Music International, based in Denver, Colorado. I find his story inspiring specifically because it's really a God work, not a big production by ambitious performers. God wants His people worshiping without fear and with great joy. He has ordained many to lead that most sacred duty and honor. Many don't even know it yet. And that's where Jeff and his partners around the world come in. By going and giving of their time and talents, they are equipping a new generation of worship leaders where the church is exploding right under our noses. If you'd like to learn more, head over to musicinternational.org. Please remember that this is a listener-supported ministry. We can only bring you powerful stories from the edge of the kingdom with your prayers, help, and sustaining support. Give today at CompassionRadio.com. For your gift of support this month, I'd love to send you a copy of our special edition of The Dynamic Gospel. It's a very fresh and motivational take. See this treasure book with new eyes. We're glad to offer it to you, and it's only available through Compassion Radio. Call us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445 to make your gift right through your phone. And, of course, we're available any time of day at CompassionRadio.com for your online gifts. Thanks so much for your support, friends. We'll see you again Monday right here.